Live
and local.
Across the city.
And South Cambridgeshire.
This is Glenn Jones.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
You describe these as spoonie pins. What exactly is a spoonie?
A spoonie is a term that a lot of people in the chronic illness community use to describe themselves. It comes from something called spoon theory, which somebody used to describe what it's like living with depression. The idea is that each person has a certain number of spoons that they can use during the day that represent their energy, their capability. So an able-bodied person would have a large number of spoons and they wouldn't run out. Whereas somebody with a chronic illness, depending on what their condition is like that day, might only have 3 spoons. They might be able to get dressed and eat breakfast and then that's it. They haven't got any spoons left.
Would you describe yourself as a spoonie?
I would, yeah.
How does that affect you and others in the community on a day-to-day basis? I can imagine it's different for different people.
There is, yeah, there's a huge variation depending on obviously what conditions you're dealing with. But there are some commonalities, one being the spoon theory, because that accounts for different levels of incapacitation. So I personally have chronic migraines, which means that on any given day, I'm usually dealing with some level of light sensitivity, sound sensitivity, muscle tension. If I trigger an attack, then I will have to go to bed, essentially, and won't be able to do anything until I've managed to get clear of it. The number of spoons that I have varies depending on where I'm at the start of the day. If I wake up and I've already got a headache and my muscles are really tight and I'm feeling really stressed out, then I'm going to be able to get less done before my condition intervenes and impairs my functionality.
And you've come up with these pin designs. How do you hope that these pins will help?
Well, I started out making them last year. We're initially inspired by my own difficulties with chronic illness and my sister, Hannah Stevens, who also has several chronic health conditions. I wanted to make us and people like us feel empowered, like instead of just being beaten down by our health on a daily basis.
Yes.
I was hoping that they will remind people that they're not alone. There are a lot of people in the world. I think it's 15 million people living with invisible illnesses on a daily basis. And a lot of them feel like they can't talk about this on a day-to-day with people that they know, because there's a lot of stigma against it. If you can't see that someone is ill, people have difficulty empathizing. If I tell someone I have a migraine attack, I have to go home to them, I don't look any different. I might be a bit pale.
I suppose everyone has a headache from time to time, but it's explaining to people that isn't what this is. This is something that really affects you on a day-to-day life.
Yeah, there's a very big difference between a headache and having chronic migraine. And that's one of the problems for people with migraine specifically, is that it very often gets dismissed as just a headache. If someone's had a bad headache once, or even just a one-off mild migraine attack, then they think that they understand what it's like for everyone else.
Yes.
But even between migraineurs, there's a huge variety in symptoms.
How do you think that we can fix that as society as a whole?
I think people need to learn to be a little bit more accepting and to listen to what people are saying and give them the benefit of the doubt. A lot of the reason people don't talk about these kinds of issues is because they know that people are not going to believe them. They've been rebuffed in the past. They've had people tell them that they're just being lazy or you know, it's just a headache, you'll be fine. We need people to understand that there's more to it than that.
So you've come up with these designs. Describe the designs to me.
Okay, well, they're partly inspired by the visuals of stained glass windows, actually. I really like the kind of the solid patterning and outlines. So I've used some of the shapes in the outside of lines. And then most of them include some sort of weapon to kind of signify the fight against the chronic illness. I've got several different designs for the campaign. Two of them have been unlocked already. One is Spoonie Sisterhood and one is Autoimmune Warrior.
spoony sisterhood. Is that inspired by your own relationship with your sister?
Yeah. I have a really close relationship with my sister, and when my chronic migraines became disabling and I had to leave my job, she was really, really important to me, and helped me get through it and to kind of find my own place in the community. But also, there's far more spoony women than men. So what with the community online, most of the people that I've encountered have been women, and I wanted to kind of represent the strength of that community, how supportive they are of each other, how accepting and understanding.
How much of a collective is there? Did your sister help you find that, or was it something you were always aware of?
It kind of happened organically. I wish I'd known more about it before, because my sister, as I said, was already chronically ill, and I think as a person who wasn't in that situation yet, I could have done more, I could have learned more about what was going on. But people just aren't, like, you're just not aware. A lot of people, we as a species, I think, we find it difficult to understand what someone's going through unless it's happened to us personally. I kind of happened upon the community organically through Instagram.
Yes.
I started making illustrations of my own migraine symptoms. And then these people kept popping up and telling me, that's exactly how I feel. This is exactly what it's like. And I can show this to other people and explain to them, this is what it's like to have chronic migraine.
That's amazing. So you're using your skill set as an illustrator to help describe this to other people. How do you explain a chronic migraine in the form of an illustration?
I think it's having a good grasp of metaphor is helpful.
Yes.
Visual ideas that people can grasp quite easily. So I've got one for brain fog, which shows somebody kind of lost in this swirl of fog. And that's something that a lot of people with chronic illness deal with, is brain fog, which essentially means impaired cognitive function. So you can't think clearly. It can be different levels of things. Like, I've had some days where my head hasn't hurt, but I've had such bad brain fog, I haven't been able to do anything.
So with these pins, is the idea that people in the chronic pain community are going to wear them, or are they for everyone to show solidarity?
I think they're mainly for the community itself to almost like a badge of honour for themselves, but I'd also like them to function as a talking point. Like, I'd be quite happy to see people without chronic illness wearing these and using them as a talking point. People say, oh, that's a cool pin, what does it mean?
Yes.
You can use that as an inroads to explain chronic illness, something that's actually, it's quite difficult to bring up in conversation.
I can imagine.
You don't always want to say to someone, oh, you have this illness, how are you today?
Yes. To make this work, though, you need funds. Tell me about that.
Okay, well, I'm raising the funds through a Kickstarter campaign, which I've run three campaigns before. So I've already got Chronic Warrior and Migraine Warrior pins, but I've almost sold out of them. So I'm running this new campaign to create new designs and also to create new colour versions of those.
Where can we find out more, both about you and about the campaign?
Well, the best place to go is the Kickstarter page itself, which you can find by either looking up Abby Stevens on the Kickstarter website, or Spoony Pins, which is the name of the campaign.
Yes.
Or you can find me on social media. So I've got a Twitter account, which is AbbyStevens_art, and an Instagram, which is AbbyStevens_illustration.
So how long have people got to get involved with this, Abby?
Oh, well, it started on Monday and it's ending on the 31st of July. So you've got 2 weeks to go to become a backer and get yourself some pins.
Abby Stevens, thank you so much for chatting to me.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.